share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Trigger warning. This article contains graphic content that some viewers may find disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised. It's common knowledge that dogs are not welcomed with open arms by certain communities in Malaysia, especially the strays. But, nevertheless, these strays are still living creatures that deserve to be treated humanely. Euthanized the stray dog inhumanely. Persachan Haiwan Terbiar Malaysia, SAFM, took to their Facebook profile to showcase Majlis Perbandaran Kulim, MPKK, staff members as they publicly euthanized a stray dog in a horrific and inhumane manner. They wrote, "This happened in Kulim, Kedah, on the 8th of July at around 4:30 p.m. We at SAFM received a video that is very heartbreaking, where Majlis Perbandaran Kulim, Kedah, MPKK, caught a stray dog and injected it to death. The killing of stray animals is not the last resort to solving this problem, and in fact, there are many other ways the municipal council can go to solving this. If these stray animals disrupt the lives of the locals, there are many more initiatives that the relevant parties can take besides killing. Held the dogs down with pitchfork-like tool." In the video, several MPKK officers could be seen standing over the dog as they held it down with pitchfork-like tools. They had apparently also pierced the dog with the pitchforks and kicked at it before one of them lethally injected it. Even more horrifying was when another MPKK officer took another sharp pitchfork and stuck it into a few areas of the animal's body, including its belly and head, while other MPKK officers continued to hold the dog down. The MPKK officers then proceeded to kick the dog with their boots. After some time, the yelping stopped and the dog had either died or was heavily injured by the violent acts of the MPKK officers, the lawyers for animal rights shared in a statement. Only then did they euthanize it. Call for a police report to be made against MPKK staff. Rajesh Nagarajan of the Lawyers for Animal Rights Group shared with World of Buzz that they will be sending a letter of demand to MPKK, calling for them to make a police report against the staff members involved in the cruel act. "How can we call ourselves civilized beings if our first reaction to strays is to kill them, especially by torture? This action should be stopped immediately, or many more dogs will be killed, if this is not taken seriously by the community. Sympathy and empathy for street animals can give them a second chance at a better life. Love animals, because they are also God's created beings," SAFM added. World of Buzz has since reached out to the Majlis Perbandaran Kulim for comment but have yet to hear back. You can watch the horrifying video here. https://world.com/wp-content/uploads/2021/07/10000_54894841279238_27432041251531515302100_n.mp4. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read. Datuk violently abuses pet dog, threatens to kill it after employee confronts him. Source. Persachan Haiwan Terbiar Malaysia, SAFM. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.